Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and thereabouts. We thank God for being here with you once more and again. Yes, we do, every one of you. Those that listen on a continual basis, we want to let you know that we appreciate you. We can't say it enough that we love you, love you, love you. And we are praying for you as you pray for us. And we want to thank you right now. If I never see you, I want you to know I am so grateful for you being on the other end. Oh, here we are with Sister Dan.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Father, you are our Creator, and we say thank you. Father, as we come before you, we ask you for forgiveness, and those that we are praying for forgiveness of any sin, Father, that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Lord. Grieving the Holy Spirit, Father, as you forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, we're thanking you right now for your healing. We're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for being our burden bearer. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for being that way maker right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we hold before you Pastor George, Lord, Father. We ask you to continue to touch him. We're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, as you cover him under your blood, Lord, Father, knowing that no weapon that is formed against him shall prosper, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father, as you continue, Lord, Father God, to touch his body right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold to you Lakara right now, Lord, Father. We ask you, Lord, Father, to continue to touch her as well, Lord, Father. Give her peace right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you for sending the Comforter to her, Lord, Father God, to her family, Lord, Father God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the Lawrence family, Lord, Father. Father, we ask you that you continue, Lord, Father God, to comfort them as well, Lord, Father. Father, have mercy upon them, Lord, Father, for they not only had one but two, Lord, Father God, passing in their family, Lord. We ask you, Lord, Father God, to give them peace right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold to you Rufus right now, Lord, Father. We speak healing to his body right now, Lord, Father. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father, knowing, Lord, Father, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Touch him right now, Lord, Father. Do it for him. Let your will, Lord, Father God, be done in his life right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I ask you, Lord, Father God, to continue, Lord, Father God, to touch Raymond Edie, Alice Edie, Lord, stand with it, Lord, Eldred Christian, Lord. Continue to touch them also, Lord, Father. Continue to send forth your healing virtue to them as well, Lord, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we pray for those that go through chemo, Lord, Father, dialysis, Lord, as we hold to you continually, Lord, Father God, Julian, Barbara Harden, Jennifer, Deidre, Miss Gladys, Lord, Denise, as we hold them before you, Lord, Father, we thanking you for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus. Father, have your way, Lord, Father.
all these upon the prayer list, Lord Father. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for working it out for them, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for being that judge. We thank you, Lord Father God, for being that attorney, Lord Father. We thank you right now, Lord Father, for being all, Lord Father, that they need you to be right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for joy and happiness, Lord Father, as we release it today, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, for your goodness and your mercy, Lord Father. Oh, Father, we ask you this day to touch our listeners, Lord. Father, you know what they're in need of, Lord. Father, we thank you right now, Lord Father, for just moving in their behalf right now in the name of Jesus. Father, let them say hallelujah anyhow, Lord Father, as they continue, Lord Father, to push through their circumstances, Lord Father, and look to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, let them use that authority and power that you have given them, Lord Father, to speak, Lord Father God, prophesy over their lives right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast and everyone, Lord Father God, that is upon this broadcast and speaking upon this broadcast right now, Lord. Father, canceling any and all assignment that was sent towards the people that are listening and those that are speaking right now in the name of Jesus, and we render it null and void. And Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for just showing forth your glory upon this airways today, Lord, as the word come forth. I ask you, Lord, to decrease my apostle and pastor, Father, as you increase in them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. And amen to you today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you having a beautiful day today? Well, our day looks a little dreary, but nevertheless, it's not cold, and it ain't hot yet, you know, so we thank God for such as it is. We don't know how it's going to turn out, but thank God for it. Thank God for you having whatever type of weather you're having. We thank God for you.
Thank you, Lord.
And I trust that you're making it through whatever it is. You never know what kind of weather you're going to have from day to day, do you? Well, now you ought to thank God anyhow. Thank him. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. You just ought to glorify God. Hallelujah. You ought to glorify. Isn't he wonderful?
Yes, he is.
He is so kind to us. We still here, aren't you? All right. We thank God for it. Let me talk about this weather for you. Sometimes make you feel gloomy too, don't it? My, praise God. Well, today, let's see. We're going to just give you a little short word here. A real success is one who makes his mark in life without smearing others. A real success is one who makes his mark in life without smearing others.
Amen.
All right, amen, amen. Govern yourselves accordingly. Hallelujah. God is good. We thank God for Pastor Sharon Yvonne, is that it?
No,
what's your middle name?
Marjorie.
I don't know if it's summer. I'm going to call you Marie. Okay, Marjorie. We thank God for Marjorie today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You say, what make you want to call her that? I don't know. Just her middle name came to me to call her middle name, and I couldn't remember what it was. Amen. Marjorie. Yes, we thank God for Pastor Marjorie. Amen. And Sister Diane.
Yes.
What's your middle name?
Marie.
Oh, my goodness. It's almost the same. Marie. Diane Marie. Wow. Okay. And we thank God for Marie and Marjorie and Nathan Josiah. Josiah. Isn't that wonderful? I don't have a middle name, y'all, so I can't give it to you because I don't have one. They never gave me one. I thought my first one was enough. Amen, Jesus. You know, it's so good to be here with you, you and you. I'm glad to be with you again today. You know, it's so wonderful to be alive, isn't it?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're able to see, talk, eat, you know, and all. You're able to do all the things that you can do, all right?
Amen.
And we thank God for it today. I just want to thank you. I thank God. You know, if I never say another word, I would just like to thank God. I'm appreciative today, very appreciative today. Who? Say, my middle name is Job. Oh, no, you didn't. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, I hadn't even thought about that one either. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. God is just good to me, y'all. All I can tell you, God is good to me. And have you ever sit down and thought about how you made it through and how you got this far? Have you ever just concentrated, say, man, I'm so blessed? You know, how you got through so many things that occur in your life, so many people that were whatever they were in your life, you know, but you made it through, the good, the bad, and the indifference. You made it through, didn't you? Now you ought to be grateful. You're not to let nothing separate you or stop you from praising God, cause you didn't do it yourself, huh? No, you didn't. You did not do it yourself. Well, today, you know, I'm gonna try to let all some of these preachers go. I know I kind of, you know, I devil start messing. I just get crazy, you know. I get tired of him. Every time I look and God get to doing something, here you go stepping your little crooked self in. You know? Amen. I'm trying to black his eye. You know, I know I don't want to fight, but I'm going to fight. You know, we won't fight. We're going to fight to win, aren't we? We fighting to win. And why, you know, he's still messing. And when he mess with my assistant pastor and got him sick, you know, he wasn't satisfied with messing with me. He had to go over to his house and mess with him. You see what I'm saying? Praise God. And I say, oh, no, you don't. You listen here. You're going to have to go. You got to get up here and go. You can't go to nobody's house. Don't go to neither one of them's house. You see what I'm saying? My God, we got to fight for each other, too. You're fighting for yourself, you got to fight for each other, too, don't you? Amen. Hallelujah. He said, I couldn't take that what she was putting down yesterday, so I'm going somewhere else. Now we got to declare war. You know what? It say the higher ups, they declare war, right? Well, we declare war against the enemy.
Amen.
That's what we doing, declaring war against them, all right? And let me tell you why we going to declare war against them. We're going to start today in the 124th Psalm. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, you know, it's coming. And I'm going to tell you why. You the winner. I'm just trying to convince you that you are a winner. You already won the war.
Amen.
Huh? You already won it. It's yours. It's in your hand. All right? You just keep it closed up so you can't see what's in there. Okay? Amen. All right, I'm going to start reading here at the first verse. It's not a long scripture anyway. But still, I just want to give you the listen to what God is saying to the people of God for today. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, now we want you to say this, second, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us. All right, now you see where you're going, don't you? Then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. See? Now, if it wasn't for the Lord on our side, see, these things would have happened to us. Now, remember, you know, I think Isaiah said that, you know, when we go through the waters and, you know, they're not going to overtake us and all that stuff. Well, that's because why? The Lord is on our side. You see what I'm saying? See, when you got the Lord on your side, the devil come up with every type of problem, everything he could think of to do to you, he do. You see? But let me tell you, I want you to hear this. Blessed be the Lord who had not given us as a prey to their teeth. Ain't nothing they can do about it. Did you hear that? And listen at this. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowl. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Can you say amen? Talk to him today. Say, listen, the snare is broken. It's broken. We have escaped. You have been released. Aren't you glad about that? Lord, have mercy. I'm so glad about that. What? It's like you escaped like a bird out of the snare of the fowler. Why did you escape? Because it's broken. It cannot hold you any longer. Okay? Because you know the Lord is on your side. And when he is on your side, don't care what traps the enemy set, it can't hold. See? No matter what you be entangled with, no matter what you are involved in, doesn't matter the difficulties that occur in your life. And you know, when you think about the snare, you think about that something deceptively attractive, the things that attract you that are not of God, that come in to bring you into a snare. You know that stuff that attracts you, that good-looking man with that fine car and plenty of money in the bank? Deceptive. Very deceptive, isn't it? So it come to do what? To be a snare unto you. But today you released. Because of what? You are the winner. I'm speaking to you. You are the winner. Not it, not them, not they. They are not the winner here you are. Plain and simple, huh? Because God has given us, I'm going to put me in that, some skillful maneuvers to get out of those snares. Mm-hmm. And the way they operate is through the power of Almighty God. So if it's through the power of Almighty God, then we are talking about what? That tongue that's in your mouth, that sometimes you would use it for the wrong reason and get into trouble, but it also can be used in the right way by doing what? Creating a miracle in your life. Hello, anybody. Hello, somebody. You see, we have many things that snares us in our lives. We fall in love with the wrong person. Mm-hmm. Hello. We become friends with our old pals that will not enter into the kingdom of God. They're still out there being partners with the devil, and we be partners with them. So thereby, we are being snared back to where we came from. Ah, come on, talk to me. You see what I'm talking about, huh? You see, so today is your day that you have broken it already. You've broken every entanglement, every chain. You know that song you say, break every chain? Well, you have broken every chain, every snare, every hindrance that have occurred in your life. You have broken it already. Why? Because what happened? You had a new birth. And that new birth is you realize that in your new birth, you are not as you were. You have been born again. Again. It has occurred again. Therefore, you now are wearing Christ, the mind of Christ. You have the image and likeness of Christ is in you. So now you know that the snare is broken and the power is yours because he told you, behold, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. And let me tell you, they may form and come against you, but it can't pull you down. It can't pull you out. It cannot erase the power of Almighty God in you. Did anybody get it? Hallelujah, anyhow. Now, I may not be before you very long, but I'm just going to tell you just a little bit about it, you know, because I need you to know today that what God has given you is yours, huh? He's given it to you. It came the first day you came into this world, before you even thought of, actually. You had that power. You had the word of God in you. You just was not aware of it because it had not become clear to you. So now it's more clear now who you are, what you are, and what you possess, what you have, and how you are to grow. Amen. You either gonna have a fast growth or slow growth. If you want to know God, you're having a slow growth. Huh? It's gonna take a whole lot of thorns and thistles to get you into the knowledge of God. And you're going to go through more trials and tribulation than God had already planned for you because of your disobedience, because you don't want to hear, so you stay tangled up, tied up in sin. Hello, somebody. My. Hallelujah. Now it's time for you to get untangled. Huh? Break the chains right now. You done sang the song, breaking every chain. Let me see if they're breaking. I want to hear them rattle, hit the floor. Ling, 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 ling. Let it hit the floor right now, out of your life. Oh, glory to God. We want some deliverance here and now. Huh? Because it's already broken. God broken. Married yourself with your mouth of unbelief and doubt. You want to have a pity party. You want everybody feel sorry for you. You know one thing. Why you want people to feel sorry for you? You stay tied up into things because you want to hear people saying, oh, poor thing. You want somebody to be helping you all the time. Why can't you be independent? Why can't you be self-sufficient? Why can't you be one of those great achievers that you go way beyond the expectation of what people have put on you? When that snare is broken and that chain is falling from you, listen, you are an achiever of great things. You go far beyond anything, as the Bible says, that you can even think or imagine. See, God has given you his grace to be that. It's all yours. But you just don't want to hear it because, one, you don't want to sacrifice. Why do people hate to sacrifice? Now they'll go down to the schoolyard where the children at and grandchildren or whatever and raise holy hell with the teachers, principals, and everything, and they live in hell home. Now something is very wrong with that picture. Do you see? Now you see why the child is all in tangled up in all types of situations, and their mouth is nasty. They come in cussing the teacher. I ain't going to do what nobody say. You can't tell me what to do and all this kind of craziness and stuff. Why? Because they are tied up and tangled up in sin. And it started at home. Now think about what you're doing at home. Think about how you're raising your child, a grandchild, or whoever you're raising, niece or nephew. Don't know, care who you're raising. Think about how you cuss. You're putting snares on your child, your children. Think about they seeing how you living. You say I'm a Christian and you go to church looking at the preacher trying to get him from his wife. And you don't have no shame to your game. You got snares, so you're entangling those in your household in snares. Now the whole house is snared and full of chains. But you want somebody to release them. How can they release them when you keep them tied up?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, anybody. Amen. See, you got the mind. You know, I haven't been saved all my life either. Amen. I done do some crazy stuff. My children see me do some crazy stuff. I'm sorry that some nut, somebody wasn't out there teaching me some sense. I did what I wanted to do. But I had to pay the piper for it. I had to pay a strong price for it. That's why I'm talking to you like this. You hurt your own children by the entanglements that you're in. You know, let me tell you, some things get you, and I remember I had to go to school all the time for one of mine. You know, I had to go to school all the every time I look, I had to go to school for him. And I was tired of going to the school. You know, I'm really sick of it. And you know what the psychiatrist in the school stood up and told me? Well, He just need a man in his life. You need to get a man in his life. I don't know. Was I good and saved then? I don't know. All I know is let me tell you, that doctor made me pretty salty. You know, I was hot under the collar. I said, let me tell you something. He here cost of a man. And now you want me to go get another no good man so he can stop being trouble. So I'm supposed to go just out there in the street and pick up somebody. Is that right? That's what you want me to do? You happy then, huh? I said, you crazy. Well, we going to have to take your child from y'all, saying over my dead body. Goodbye. I took him out of school, left, and went to another one. Hello. Now, those are some crazy times in my life. I did that. I said that to him because I was hot. Talking about he need a man in his life. I said, get a good boy and boy his hind parts with. That's what he. That's what I was going to do with it, see, and that's what I did with it, you know, told his high boss, oh, yes, I did, you know, and didn't care. I say, now, he already here cause of a no good man, and he that's why he ain't got them cause he wasn't no good, you see, and you telling me to go get another one. He said, did that make sense? I say, you here in the telling me to go, y'all crazy. Don't tell nobody that. Find some other way for me to help him or you to help him or whatever the case may be. You know, I know they thought I was nuts, but I really didn't care at the time. Because, listen, I was in all kinds of snares and entanglements, and therefore I caused my children to be in all kind of snares and entanglements. That's why I can tell you this, you see. Because I say, God, you know, couldn't you help me then? Was I going to listen? Are you going to listen? Nobody listens to what God be telling them. He be telling them, but nobody listens. Because the entanglements look good, feel good. You think it's good, but it don't be good because it's not of God. Anything else is nothing but bondage. Put yourself in. Do you see? Mm-hmm. And you do it too. People doing it today, and they doing it more so today than they were doing it in my day. You see, I learned my lesson. I'm trying to help somebody else learn their lesson so they don't be all bound up, their children messed up, running away from home, getting involved in all kind of things and people, getting in the gangs because the gang tell them they love them. Well, their mama, daddy, everybody at home tell them they love them too, don't they? But your love is not being shown like their love. Their love letting them do what they want to do. They want to get out and drink and smoke and sex and everything else they're out there to do. And you tell them you can't do it. But then you doing it. Double standard, right? Come on now, talk to me today. Praise God. Hey, see how we snare with the words of our mouth and our actions? We tangle our kids up in that. We can't get out. Somebody try to tell you how to get out, you tell them they crazy. Cuss them out and anything else. These are things we do to keep bondages on us, huh? And when we get free, finally get free, we should say like Jesus told Peter, say now when you free, then go free your brethren. Go help them. See? When you get free, don't be selfish. Go help somebody else. See, and then you go around there because you can't change your child, and the preacher, you bring it to the preacher to pray, and the child won't change. Well, listen, now, how many years it took to get them all bound up in chains? Huh? Do you think it was going to come out right like then, just that way? even though you see the error of your ways, it's not occurring right then. So therefore, they got to walk it out themselves, huh? As you pray for them, they got to walk out of those chains and shake them all off. Shake them all off. Sometimes it's one at a time. Sometimes it's a big bunch of them will fall off. But whatever God decides to do at the time, you keep going forward. Like we told you on the previous broadcast, don't stop. Keep going. You keep praying. You don't stop praying because you didn't see nothing yet, huh? It took you a while to break your chains, didn't it? So, be patient. Be patient, huh? It'll break, coming off, huh? Because they will come off because God is with you. If God stay with you and you stay with God, you know them chains going to break. You can guarantee it that it's going to break. It's going to fall off. Think about when Paul knows was in the jailhouse, when they was in jail, bound and chained their feet too. Now, they wasn't violent. They just preaching the gospel. So they had them really bound up. But let me tell you, the Holy Ghost did what? Unchained them, and he can unchain you. Don't care what you bound by, huh? Cigarettes? Cussing? Huh? Sex? Do you want to get loose? Always coveting somebody else's stuff? Huh? Don't you want to get loose? You want to break it? You can break it today. You can break it at this hour. Because God has given power so that you can break every chain. Doesn't matter what kind it is, how it got there, the witchcraft spirit, you can break that too. Now, I know they tell you it can't be broken and we're not letting you go. Well, the devil is a lie. Tell him today he's a lie. It's broken. It's going to be broke by the word of God and by the words of my testimony today, because my testimony is that the snares are already broken. I have been released from the snares of the devil. Hello. Come on, talk to him. Tell him, say, I've been released. Let me tell you what. Let's just run down here so I can give somebody else a chance to go on and talk if they want to. Listen here, Luke 9 chapter, he said. And then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to do what? Cure diseases. He called them and called them. So if you're a disciple of Christ, you got the power and authority now. Come on. Because he gave it to you. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He did that. He did that for you and I. Not just for those 12 disciples, but we have it too. Huh? See, when he do stuff, he do stuff well, perfected, because authority is the right to rule. Power is the ability to rule. So he did not leave you without the right weapons to use. Do you hear that? So that you can free someone else too, where their snares can be broken from them. It doesn't matter if they want them to be broken. Listen, you have the key. Because you've been endowed with what? The authority and the power. See? God gave you that. Huh? He gave it to you. It's yours. Now, if you don't use it, now that's another thing, ain't it? You get so scared to use it. Well, what is they going to say?
Ain't nothing they can say, but they got healed. They got delivered. The chains broke off of them. What else is they going to say? Huh? What's the ability? If you got power, what the power is the ability to rule, right? So the ability to do or endure. See, you can endure hardness, he told you, as a good soldier, didn't he? Or, and that's your strength, isn't it? Because you got that authority, you got that ability, so you got strength. And in having strength, that means you're tough. And when you go to someone else, you are very effective. You have what? Very effective power. Do you hear me? You have very power. And you know that snare is broken, don't you? And why you have power, let me tell you what it brings to. With that power that you have, it comes courage. Now you got courage. You ain't had none before. Now you got courage to face any enemy. Don't care how many demons got them bound. You have courage now. And you're going to stand in firmness of the spirit, okay, and you're going to meet that danger. You say, nah, you know, before I couldn't meet this kind of danger. I ain't going to mess with it. Mm-hmm. But since God has given you all of this and given you courage now, that you can meet danger now without fear. You don't fear no more now, do you? Because you got strength, you got the ability, toughness, and you know beyond a shadow of doubt you're effective because you got that effective power. Hmm? You know you got it, don't you? Come on, talk to me. You know you got it. Huh? And let me tell you one thing. I like to put that word in there. What happened? You're stable now. Huh? That means you're not going to tremble. Your knees ain't going to give out on you. You're able to stand now, right? Because you got that courage. You don't fear it no more. You're standing firm, right? That's what you're doing. Ain't God good when he can establish you in the faith? Any good? You get so established not to, hey, a whole legion of demons can come against you, and where you used to run and say somebody else do it, you going to stand up and fight. Cast it out. Overthrow it. Huh? Because now your mind is fixed. Nothing can take it. Nothing can make you change it because you're courageous. You are the winner. God has given you his best, his authority, and his power he's given you. And with it come along all the strength you need, all the toughness you need. You have everything. Thing you need, and you don't fear. You don't fear no man now. You don't fear how the enemy come, the witchcraft, and him and the warlocks and everybody else he bring with him. You don't fear them no more. You used to fear them. I ain't messing with that stuff. Isn't that what you say? But you can mess with them now. Ha! Hey! Hallelujah. You can mess with them now. Why? Because it's broken. The snares that was entrapping you, had you all tangled up, it's broken. It's not there anymore. And you can't feel it. You can't see it no more. You're not going to have it. And if it try to come back, you tell it, get behind me. Go wrap yourself around a pole somewhere. I am not the one, devil. I am not the one. I will not have you in my space anymore.
I will not allow you to take up room in my house anymore, because all my rooms are occupied. Hello, somebody. Ah, my God. He can't even come in the door. I got a steel door up there. He can't come in the door. Tell him that. I know you're scared to tell him that. He said, if I say that, the devil's going to come full force. Yes, he might come full force, but he can't come in. Because God already told you, no weapon is formed against you is going to prosper. He can try to huff and puff. You know how the three little pigs, wasn't it? Yeah. Huff and puff and try to blow your house down. He can't blow your house down. He can't push it down. He can't bulldoze it down. He don't have nothing strong enough for God's power. Do you believe it today? You hear me? Ooh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, praise God. I just want to have a little fun today. Praise God, because God is moving by his power and by his spirit. I'm believing God for some impossible things to happen. And God, believe me, it's almost impossible. Notice I say almost impossible. But whereas those impossible things used to trap me into doubting that they would get done, I don't have to think like that anymore, because I've been changed. The snare broke off. I'm changed. Huh? I'm changed. How about you? Are you changed today? Did you get through those valleys that was facing you? Did you get through, every river that you had to climb, you didn't see a bridge, but lo and behold, when you looked again the second time after the chains was broken, there was a bridge over those troubled waters that you had. Can you see God there now? Ooh, Lord, can't you see that bridge right there? Just walk on over there. Walk on over to the other side. Huh? Woo, Lord, have mercy. I wish you was here with me. I lay hands on you right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Because your snares is broken. I can put my hands on somebody right now. Your snare is broken in the name of Jesus. And don't you pick them up. Huh? Don't pick them up. Get a shovel and find the nearest dumpster, incinerator, anything that would take them forever, and put them in there. Because you don't want to see them no more. No more. Come on, say no more, devil. Not another chain. And I refuse to allow you to keep changing my children. I refuse to allow you to keep changing my husband, chaining him up. So come on, talk to him. You got so much of chains around you, we got to loose you here. Huh? Come on, come on. Drop them chains. Shake it off. It'll shake off. See, the loops in them has already broken. And they just laying there because it's ready. It wants you to glue them back together. But you're not going to do that, are you? You shake them right now so they can fall off you. I'm talking to you. Yes, I'm talking to you. Them chains of doubt. Get rid of that doubt right now. I know things look bad. Things look bad for all of us. Huh? In the world we're living in right now, everything looks bad. Nothing is sure anymore. The only thing, sure thing, is this word, the word of God. When he say it's broken, it's broken. When Jesus say it's broken, it's broken. That's the only sure word. See, nobody else give you a sure word. Because if they give you a word, they easily take it from you, don't they? Look how they try to give you food stamp, then they try, didn't take them away. They try... Huh? Think of all this stuff people got to go through because somebody said take them away, trying to take people's Social Security, trying to take the health care, all of this stuff from what they're doing. You can't trust man. I don't care where they sit, how far they sit up on a throne. You can't trust them, but you can trust Jesus. If he say don't worry about anything, he have another plan every time they say something, take it back and cause you to dissolve. Jesus got another plan. And it's just for you. You hear me? Woo! Lord, have mercy. Just tell the devil right now, it's broken. All the hindrances that you have put on me is broken. No more lack. It's broken. The sickness is broken. Tell the devil it's broken right now. Say, I'm not going to even taint it anymore. I'm not going to taint it. Being friendless is broken. I got plenty of friends, real friends, real friends now. I ain't talking about them fakes, real friends. See, I got lots of people that love me. See, now I claim it. See, I got a lot of people. There's a whole lot. Hey, look, I remember the time I couldn't find nobody, family, friends, or folks. Didn't love me. But you know one thing? All them snares are broken. Even down to what caused those things to be in my life. They are broken because the word says so. And we stand on the word of the living God. Oh, hallelujah. Not what man say, not what a preacher said per se, but what the word of God that I read for myself says. See, that it's broken. Huh? It's broken because he was always there. As the song say, he was there all the time, waiting patiently in line. He was waiting for me. He was waiting for you to accept him, to believe his word, to try his word, and then trust his word. Do you get the picture today? Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm trusting God. I don't care how dark it looks. I don't care what somebody say, it can't be done. God say it can be done. Because you right by my side and he going to get it done. Huh? It may take a little more patience, a little more time, but it's still going to get done. Hello, somebody. Ooh, Lord, just be patient. It's going to get done. It's going to get done. I don't care how he have to do it. When those guys went in that fiery furnace and that king done told them what he going to do, he wasn't taking back his word. Them other demons wasn't going to let the king take his word back. Even if he wanted to, he couldn't take it back because he had to, he wanted was what they say. See, you be too busy talking about, well, you know, they'll say so and so and so, but so let them say anything they want to. You know it ain't true. You ain't, don't worry about it. But know that God can and will. That's why they were able to say, if he don't, he's still able to. They still praise God. They still gave him glory. Because if you don't save me from this furnace, you can do it. I still believe you can. And you got a reason for even that. Now that's faith. See, you don't know how to reach that far for faith, do you? So I'm trying to get you to reach all the way for faith. I know you got to measure faith. You got a certain little bit of faith. But listen, you got to reach all the way to faith and be like they were, still holding faith, even though they walk in the door open and the men that opened the door and try to throw them out got sucked in. Can't you see faith at work? You know something finna happen, huh? Don't you going in the furnace and the fire sucks the men in. They're trying to throw you and you didn't get sucked in. You know God is at work, don't you? Hello, somebody. Oh, my God, my God. But your face, you stood firm on faith and say, if he don't, he can't. And with them words as they went to walk in the furnace, hey, he showed them that something is good is about to happen to you. That's the sheriff.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, my goodness, my. Awesome word. You know, today that word is something for each and every one of us to think about, that the snare, the things that we do cause our children to be in bondage or our lifestyle, and not because you did not know any better, but you know better now, but your child is going through the process. And, you know, the nurse was just talking about that subject this morning, like 3 o'clock in the morning. She was just talking about the things that she went through, and she tried to tell her children not to do, but they do it just the same. And she was just saying that the things that happened to her because she married the wrong person caused the effect of it affected the children. The children had issue. So a lot of time we don't think about those things. Why? Because we are young. Everything is skippy. We just don't have a care in the world. We just think we can conquer anything. We can do anything. We can leap over a mountain. We can conquer the whole world. But then we find out along the line, because we are young, right? We don't know when your parents or someone mature is trying to talk to you, you'll say, well, you know what, they already did their life. They had all the fun. They're just trying to stop me. But you know what? They just said, no, baby, I'm trying to teach you what the error that I did, the mistake I made. I don't want you to walk into certain things. But a lot of times, if the child don't have an ears, they will walk exactly the same or even worse. But you know what? I thank God this morning still. Even when they don't want to listen, we got a Savior that can turn it around just for them. And I just thank God this morning, because it is such an awesome thing, word this morning, because I remember in the ministry, the early years of the ministry, my nieces, they were like in high school. And I remember the woman of God ministered to them and told them the name of the person that God has chosen for them. And to this day, none of them listen to the name. And I said, you know, and then they walk into other things. And I said, you know, do y'all remember the word that came while you were in high school about the transition to college? God gave you the name of the person that he has chosen for you, that will love you, that will treat you right. But then when you don't wait on the Lord, you don't pay attention, you get something else, then you got to go through the heartache, the pain, the up and the down. But you know what? You can still share your testimony and tell someone that this is what God brought me from. I did not pay attention. I did not listen. And because I did not listen, I took the hard way in life. In other words, the road that could have been easy for me, but that God did not want me to walk in, be hurt, to be damaged goods, to be in bondage, to be in bad relationship, to be in an abusive relationship, whether it be physical or verbally, is still an abusive relationship. But since I did not pay attention to the word, I can give you my testimony of where God has brought me from. So, you know, today the word of God is so rich because it's our job to share, to help one another. When the shackle is broken, you have to remember, like the woman of God was saying today, remember where God brought you from. Remember you were messed up. Remember you had an attitude. Remember you had anger issues. You remember you just roll your eyes. So when that comes back in your face, just remember what it took
for you to be delivered. Someone had to have some patience. Someone had to keep praying. Someone had to see something good in you, that word investing in. And you know what? More than Jesus, because God used men and women around us to bring us into that place. Someone saw there was something good in you, that you were worth the trouble. You were worth the attitude. You were worth the disobedience. You were worth something to God. And we ought to just thank God today that he has broken the shackles over our life. I remember when we went to California a long time ago, and the topic was, I'm the jailer, and I come to set the captive free. I tell you, he come to what? Set the captive free. In other words, there was some chains about to be broken over your life. The shackle was going to be broken over your hands. It was going to be broken over your mind. It's going to be broken over your mouth, broken over your mindset. Whatever you were in bondage, he come to send the word of God. The word of God came in to do what? To break those strongholds over your life. Why? Because the enemy's job is to steal, kill, and destroy. He don't care if you walk like your forefathers, like your parents. He don't care if you walk contrary to the word of God. He just so happy when you do exactly what the forefathers do. But you know what? Jesus see that there's something better in you. There is more in you. He had a purpose in you from the foundation of the world. And he said, not so, devil. He said, not so, devil. You cannot have them any longer. I come to set the captive free. And who he set free is free indeed. The truth that we know will set us free today. So let the word of God come forth in your life to set you free. Be true to yourself. Let go today and allow God to turn you around. You don't have to walk in low self-esteem any longer. You don't have to walk in anger any longer. You don't have to walk in hate any longer. You don't have to walk in jealousy any longer. You don't have to walk in envy any longer. You don't have to walk in the spirit of rejection. Why? Because he came to set the captive free. Free this day. I tell you, the word lets you know that the chain is what? Falling. Can you, like the woman of God say, do you hear it going cling, cling, cling? My God, just like the jailhouse, right? When the person is a prisoner in the natural, they are bound by their hands and their foot. And when they're walking, all you hearing is the heavy chain, right? That's how the devil has some of our loved ones in some heavy chain. But God wants to what? Set them free today. Can't you see the angel of the Lord around them right now, breaking every stronghold over their life right now in the name of Jesus? And then Psalms 37 says, fret not thyself because of evildoer, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Verse 3 says, trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. The number 4 said, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desire of thine heart today. Commit that way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. I tell you, you know what? Fret not yourself. Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about the plot and the snare that your enemy has set for you. Because you know what? Because God is turning it around for your good even right now. He will not allow your enemy to laugh at you. He will not allow them. He said he's going to prepare a table before you in the presence of my enemy. He promised to anoint my head with oil, that my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I tell you, the snare is broken right now. The negative word that have been spoken over your life, it is broken right now in the name of Jesus today. We just thank God for the word today. We just thank God for what he's doing in each and every one of our lives today, because he is such an awesome God. We don't have to walk in sickness. Why? Because it is broken today. We don't have to take down to anything today. Why? Because the word of God let us know that he gave us power and dominion over all the power of our enemies, and nothing by any means shall harm us. So today, know that with God on your side, you can do all things today. You are more than a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror today. So today, I like that word today. Break, let the shack, the chain be what? The shackles be broken over your life today. And don't go back now tomorrow and start to drag it back and start to say, let me get some Gorilla Glue to glue it back together. Why? Because you don't want to pick it up the next day. You want to leave it right behind, and you want to keep on running. And you know how sometimes you may say, okay, let me just give a lot of space between me and that chain, because we don't want nothing to come back and grab your foot or pull you backward. So keep running for the Lord today, and look up and live today. Know that you are more than a conqueror today. Know that you can make it. Encourage yourself today. Know that God loves you. He will not give you more than you can bear today. You may feel like, Lord, I cannot handle another thing. But you know what? He's strengthening you. He's giving you his strength today. Don't lean on your own understanding, but lean on his. Not your strength, but his strength today. So remember, you need the shackles to be broken. Be blessed.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Pastor Dungy.
Hallelujah. God is so faithful. He's so loving. He's so kind. I just thank him for his love. I thank him for his words, his promises that are always yes. And we say amen, Lord God. We receive it. We believe it. Everything that the apostle has put out on yesterday, talk about pushing and forcing and the urging and just going through regardless of what it looked like, and Pastor Sharon and come along, and she added her little ice cream onto the pie, and I just thank God that they are giving us ways to go through whatever the enemy throws at us. I even thank God for Apostle's middle name, Job. Like the Lord had extra enemies. Have you noticed my servant Job? No matter what you do to him, he's going to continue to stand. I looked and listened yesterday as Apostle just warred in the spirit. Whatever was going through before she got on that line, when she came on, she took control. She put the devil under her foot and said, not today, devil. She showed us by example how we have to push through, even when we don't feel like it, even when the situation doesn't seem like it's an option to do. She continued to push through, and it just made the baby in my stomach just jump and leap. I was ready to run and jump all day yesterday, and it was on me when I woke up this morning. And I just kept hearing push, push, push. And I'm just, and that's what I'm listening to today, push. She says push, the force, the urge, and all that. And I think about the acronym that says PUSH, to pray until something happens. Keep on praying until you get the answer. I read this article, and it was saying that the way to get real-life results in prayer is to seek God with an attitude that says, no matter how long it takes or whatever I have to do, I will not be denied. And that's not being arrogant. Keep yourself the top power. That is godly hunger. That's pulling on God's word, pulling on his promises. We're not pushing God. We're putting ourselves into God. Amen. It's not praying for the sake of praying. We're praying to see the hand of God move in our life. We're praying to see the hand of God move on our children. We're praying to see the hand of God move on our finances. We're praying to see the hand of God move on our health. We're praying to see the hand of God move in situations that we know is beyond our control. We got to be desperate. We got to be desperate in our prayer. First, there's a fervent, effectual prayers of the righteous avail as much. That's the type of prayer that gets answered. When you don't give up, when you keep calling God back in his word, Lord, you said that you wish above all things that I prosper and be in health as my soul prospers. And I know, Father God, that you are tired. You're a God that when you say a thing, it is so. Just like you spoke the world into existence, you're speaking things into my life. Your word, if I speak it back to you, is making things that are not as though they are. That's what you call faith. And faith takes two things. First of all, it takes a written scripture. It takes hope. And then it takes a spoken personal word of God. That's the faith. When you bring in God's word back to him, as it says in Romans 10:17, the scripture shows us that his general will and communication to our conditions must be met because we have faith to believe that they're going to be met. And we already see it. We see his wings upon it. Start seeing things that you want. Start seeing things change. When you start seeing it, that causes your faith to rise up. That causes your belief system to say, it's already done. Because our words speak life. God said whatever he gave to Jesus, he gave to us. So if Jesus could command things to happen, that means we could command it to happen. Using God's word, that reveals his will to us personally and lets us know that we've met the goal. The goal is to hear God confirm his promise and lay in place his witness of it in our heart. That's when his promise becomes alive and it becomes real to us. Hebrews 1:11 says, faith is the substance of things not hoped for, or the things hoped for, and the evidence of things not yet seen. So in our heart, we want this. Lord, we need this to happen. And then when we read his book, it says, Lord God, I believe it's going to happen. This is the true hunger for God's word come about. We have to seek God's promises and see them coming to reality. This is the time when we work the word and the word works in us. We have to work the word by repeating it over and over, reading it until it becomes real to us. And then when it comes real to us, we're going to start being excited. We're going to start praising God like we already have it. That's what he wants to see. He wants to see his children say, Daddy, God, thank you for it. Even though I don't see it in the natural, I'm believing it in my spirit, man. I'm excited because it's going to happen. And the more excited we become, the more that we believe, the quicker it's going to come. Because we become one with God's word. That's what Jesus means when he said, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, you can ask whatever you will and it will be done for you. That was his word in John 15:7. Process turns desire into Bible hope. And the Bible hope turns into our real life reality and makes it happen. It manifests. No, it's not easy. But it's not impossible either. It's not going to be easy. We have to work it as well. We have to put ourselves out there. We have to show God that we truly believe that he is God and that he's bigger than anything that could come against us. We have to have that hunger for God. Yesterday when the pastor was ministering to us, I seen that game, tug of war. And I was like, Lord, what's that mean? I said, 1 minute they're pulling, and the next minute they're pulling. They're struggling. They're pushing and pulling, pushing and pulling. God says, you pull on me, and then you push me out to somebody else. He said, it's a boomerang effect. He said, what you give out to others, I'm giving back to you. It's a tug of war in the spirit when we ask him down for something, because the devil is up there trying to pull us out of our peace. He's trying to bring all kinds of stuff against us. You know, it's like when God asked him, have you noticed my servant Job? Now, the devil would walk around. He wasn't even touching Job because he knew Job was secure. He knew already that Job was not going to curse God and die. But the devil don't care about that. He want a notch on his belt. He want to hit us with something to take away our peace so he can laugh and say, huh, she thought she was so tough in God, but look at her now. She crying. He all sad and mad. He going out there wanting to beat on his wife because things ain't going right in his life. And then he called himself a true man of God. The devil already knows that there are many of us that is not going to curse God and die. There's many of us who are not going to turn our back on the Lord. So he tried something else. He tried to come at our children. I know how much she loves her child, so if I make him sick, maybe she'll be so focused on her child that she'll forget about calling on God, and then I can get it. It's not going to. We have to keep our focus on God and his promises no matter how tough it gets. We have to realize God says, greater is he that's in you. Greater am I that's in you than anything the devil can bring against you. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. It takes time. There's no shortcut. And God does not respond to any part-time people. He can't work when you give him something and then you turn around and take it back. Then you give it to him again, and then you turn around and try to fix it yourself. He said, either you want to trust him or you're not. So he said, if we're not, he'll spew us out of his mouth. God finds those who seek him their whole heart. The Bible says you must be diligent so as to realize the full assurance of hope that you will receive the promise, Hebrews 6:11. So he says, you can't just be halfway. Either you're in it for the long run or you're not. You can't be no sprinter. You got to do those long runs, those 40 laps or however those terminology is when you're doing, when you're running and out there on the track. You can't go out there and compete right in the middle of the run. You stop and then expect you're going to win? How are you going to win if you stop? How are you going to win if you give up? You're not. The Lord said the race is not to the swiftest, but to the one that endures to the end. Even if you don't win, at least you made it across the finish line. Yes. That's a God one. Don't be sluggish and be imitators of those who through faith and patience have inherited the promises. He said, don't be sluggish, but imitate the other ones that you read about in my word. Imitate Moses. Even though he messed up, he still made the people to the promised land. Look at Joshua and Caleb. There were 12 people, but only two of them believed what God was saying. They didn't see the giant. They seen that they were bigger than the giant. We got to see that the God in us makes us bigger than what the devil is saying to us. Amen. We got to be desperate and hungry for what God is doing. That's the type of prayer that gets answered. When you pray and then receive an answer from God. But when you do, that's when we have the victory. We must persevere to a place where we're fully assured that what God has promised, he is able to perform, as he says in Romans 4:21. Just keep on. Keep on praying. Keep on believing. Keep on praising it until you see the answer come. Then you're all right. Then that increases your faith. So the next time something comes your way, you say, Lord, you did it once. I know you'll do it again.
Oh,
Paul
said,
faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the spoken word of God. It's in Romans 10 and 7. When we hear and read God's word, we stand under a minister of God, an apostle, quarter, who's teaching us how to have faith, not just by talking to us. She shows us by example. Whoever was on this line yesterday, I know how you heard her voice, how it sounded when she first got on. But did you hear it after the Holy Ghost kicked in, after that assurance kicked in, after she started talking about God's word? She had me leaping and jumping. I was crying. I was rooting and praying in the spirit for my apostle because I know she's a winner. I know she's somebody that I can look at and follow and know that when she's talking, she's walking. That's what God wants us to be about. He wants us to be about his business. He wants us to walk the walk and talk the talk. You can't read his word and then go out there and show something different. People aren't going to listen to you. They're not going to listen to your words if your actions show something else. They say, I'm like Missouri. I can tell you better. I can show you better than I can tell you. That's who my apostle is. He said, I can show you better than I can tell you. I say, the proof is in the pudding. You know, you show me. Show me what you're talking about. Show me what you're working with. Show me that the word, the guy that you're talking about, that he's real. How do I know that he's real? Because when his word says, he backs it up. He got the rhema word, a word that speaks face-to-face type of communication. He all in our face. He's not talking about a mere reading a word. It comes deeper than that. God is making the word on the page come alive in our heart. The word on the page has to become the word in our heart because before we can even have enough faith to receive God. We have to believe it first. We have to make other people believe it. How are they going to believe God's word? You know, sometimes we are the only Bible that a person sees. So they're looking at us. They know that we go out through stuff and we go to work. But they're looking to see how we're going to handle it. How can Mr. Diane go around smiling and come on the line, keep praying and encouraging people when we know that she had an accident and she had to go through therapy? We know sometimes she'd be in pain, but yet she come on this line and she still encouraged people. She's still lifting everybody else up. God said, it's not about our four and no more. We got to get outside of ourselves. We got to stop focusing on our four and no more. We got to stop focusing on our problem and focus on the problem father. Because then and only then can we speak faith victory into our life and our situation. We have to speak words filled with faith. That's the only kind of speaking that's going to make a difference to other people. That kind of speaking is going to move mountains. Seek him till you hear from him. Jesus told us that in prayer, we should always pray and never give up. He says, don't give up. Seek me till you hear my voice. Let me deal with your heart. For as you let me deal with your heart, I will speak your answer to you. And when you hear the answer, you will have the answer. When you hear the answer, you will have the answer. When you hear that word become real in your heart, when you wake up in the middle of the night and you hear the Lord say, all is well. I have you, my daughter. I got you, son. Do not fret because of evildoers. He said, I will make your enemy your footstool. He gives us permission. He gives us dominion. He gives us power to put our foot on the devil's neck. So if we can have that type of dominion, what can mere man do to us? What can sickness do to us when we already have the true and living physician living down inside of our body. But we can't accept it. We can't acknowledge it. We can't say, oh, my diabetes. Oh, my high blood pressure. Because when we start calling it, we acknowledge that we have it, and we take ownership of it. And we have a Lord going to take it away from us because we're holding on to it. God is a gentleman. He's not going to force himself on any of us. He will stand there and tell you, here I am. May I help you? Let me help you. Who wants to see somebody that has all the power, all the money, the great position, and wants to do anything and everything for us, but yet we want to turn our back and say, no, we're going to go get that little peon down the street. He don't have no record. He don't have any power, but I'll trust him before I trust you. That's what we do when we don't pray. That's what we do when we don't let our faith grow within us. We go get some jack leg mechanic that's working on cars on the street instead of going to get this person that got this big old dealership that know how to work on numerous of cars. God said, when you hear the answer, you will have the answer. He said, keep praying until something happens. And I thank God for his today. And Lord God, I pray for each and every listener, Lord God. We pray for ourselves, Lord God, that we will continue to keep our ears and our eyes focused on you and who you are. Not what you can do for us, but who you are to us. You're our God. You're our Savior. You're our Lord. You are everything that we need. And we thank you, Father God. And I thank you, Lord God, for blessing and meeting each and every need on this line today as we stand and believe on your word, hear the answer, and receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for all that powerful word that has been coming forth this week, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for using the powerhouse today. We thank you, Lord, for the word and trusting and believing, Lord, that everyone, Father, received that word today. Father, we thank you. So guess what? Join us tomorrow night at 11 p.m. So if you think this is all, come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down. Let's band together. He said, united we stand, divided we fall. So come on, let's get together and tear that devil kingdom down. That's tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls prayer line. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed that enemy to steal from us. Take back your power today. I tell you, this is some awesome word. I'm so glad of that and happy of that word yesterday and today. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. And if you miss yesterday's broadcast, all you got to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit, and you can listen to each and every broadcast that Apostle Porter put out there. You would like to bless the woman of God, bless this radio broadcast, continue hearing the word coming forth from her. Go visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com. That's LOGION internationalministries.com, and hit that donate button so you see, you can pay your tithes there. You can just plant a seed into the woman of God life. Bless this radio broadcast. Go ahead, again, that's logioninternationalministries.com, and hit that donate button, L-O-G-I-O-N. Till then, be blessed.